Everything About Red TV is brought to you by Crispy on the Web. Go to crispyontheweb.com for more information, social media, and much, much more. Hi, everybody, and welcome to Everything About Road TV. I am your host, Christy and Hitman. Welcome to the Amazing Race 5 recap for episode number 5. Let's get right into it. So, teams had to get a high-speed train from Beijing to Shanghai, China. Then Sam and Paul got a good luck charm. Then they got on the G5 train at 7 a.m. They got their tickets in their itinerary. Sam and Paul dropped their tickets but lost it, but they had to go back and look for it on the ground in the dark. So they had to go back and, you know, start from scratch. Not from scratch, but they had to kind of find where the tickets were. And another team lost their clue, so they had to ask, they're planning to ask another team. And then once they get to Bangkok, they will have to have a traditional Montreal food. Madame Andrea helped out another team out. And then, so teams must go to Bank. And then, when they get to Shanghai, they have to have a traditional Montreal meal, which is obviously smoked meat sandwiches, which is the big thing in Montreal. Obviously, I've had those before. Then the teams must go to Bangkok, Thailand. Adam wanted to go back to Thailand. He was there once, but didn't have enough money to do very much. So team must go to the Caturday Cafe to get their next clue. And then the cafe opens at 8 a.m. And then, of course, now there's fast forward, which obviously a team can get to skip. If they get the fast forward, they get to skip all tasks and go right to directly to the pit stop. The teams must master a coup de craw, and then they must kind of, what they must do, like, is they kind of hit it twice, and then they have to hit it into, like a hoop, kind of, almost like a little, I don't know, hoop-ish, maybe, I don't know what it's called, exactly, So, once they do that, they'll get their clue, which will take them to the pit stop. So all teams can attempt to do the fast forward all at once. Ebony and Andrea, Zen, Shabir, and Karen and Bert skip the fast forward. They went with the route marker. Sam and Paul wanted the route info. So a lot of the teams pretty much just said, you know what, the fast forward will go quick, let's just not worry about it, and let's just go for the route info instead, you know, instead of actually just pretty well, instead of getting the fast forward, and one team finishes, and you have to go all the way back to the next route info marker, so... You know, they said, you know what, it's just best we do the route marker instead. Kenneth and Ryan and Corey and Ivana are going to do the fast forward. Corey and Ivana were at the wrong stadium. They have to, and of course, Adam and Andrea have to hit it twice to get it up into the net. And then they got it wrong the first time. Kenneth and Ryan decided, you know, we're going to go to the waterway instead. Karen and Bert, Sam and Paul were on the boat. Adam and Andrea failed at getting the coup de grace up. They finally got it. They got the fast forward, and they get to skip all tasks and go directly to the pit stop, which is at the Kachon Warhan Temple, which is the pit stop for the later race. Last team to check in may be eliminated. Corey and Vonna couldn't believe Adam Andrea got it. Showtime. They must do a traditional puppet show in silence, which means they can't talk. If you talk, then you're pretty well. You got to start all over again. You got to practice and then try it all over again. And you know, it is. You know, you're back to square one. You know, you are pretty well back at square one, and you got to start from scratch. You do have to start from scratch. Corey and Ivana couldn't believe Andrea got. Wait, what did I say that? Andrea and Ebony, Corey and Ivana were on the boat. Sam and Paul got it first try. Detour, bling it, or shred it. Bling it. They make their way to the temple, decorate a tuk tuk. Once they get the tuk tuk, I'll decorate the. Like the same as the other one. We'll get the next clue. Shred it. Teams must. They have to go. Like, it's like, what do they call it? It's like surfing, but it's downtown. It's in a downtown core, and it's just like a machine. I guess, I don't know how you would figure it out, but I mean, it is like a, what's the word I'm looking for? It's like a, you know, it's like a, it's not like in a body of water, but it's like in a machine that makes waves. And you, it's like surfing, but it's not on actual ocean or lake or ocean, pretty much. So they have to do that, and they have to grab a flag from each of them. Have to grab a flag. Once they do that, they can get the next clue. Sam and Paul, we're gonna do a shred it. Kenneth and Ryan. And Adam and Andrea, Corey and Ivana, we're going to do the fast. Wait, I've already ripped that. What am I saying? Duh! Stupid me. So where were we here? Give me a second here, guys. Sorry. Hope you guys are having a great Friday. Hope you're having a great TGIF. You know, it's good. It's good that I hope you all are having a great TGIF and have a great weekend too as well. I know that was just me stalling because I completely lost track of my notes here. That's what happens when you don't number them properly. Noob, I'm a noob. So obviously, team number one is Adam and Andrea. They're coming back to Bangkok. They had like a 14-day vacation. They are going to be going to Bangkok, also the Golden Triangle in Shanghai, China, for a trip. Zed and Shamir, they failed the first attempt. They failed the second time. Corey and Ivana failed the first attempt. Karen and Bert were done. They did bling it. Sam and Paul practiced. Paul got a flag. Sam fell over. Adam, Ebony were done. So it was a fast-paced episode, pretty much. It went very fast. The episode went extremely fast. It was like bang, bang, bang. This done. And then this done. And then this is done. So it went very quick. It was a very quick. I felt in the last two episodes, it had this. The episodes go so quick because teams are done like this and this. Maybe the fact that now we are down to six. Are we down to six? I think we are down to six, right? Correct? I think so. We are down. No, seven, I think. We're down to seven. We're down to seven. At this point of doing the podcast, we're down to seven. But at the end of the podcast, we'll be down to six. So maybe it's down to six. We'll see. So they had to, okay, so where was I? Paul got a flag, Sam fell over, and Andrea were done, Kenneth and Ryan were done, both Ebony and Andrea, Kenneth and Ryan wanted to do shred it, which would be the surfboarding, they must, And for the tuk-tuk, they must find the exact, actually, decorations. They must find the actual exact decorations that is on the display tuk-tuk. I guess that's what they call it in Thailand. It's called tuk-tuk, which is another word for, I guess, taxi cab, I'm guessing. They have to get it exactly right so they can get the next clue. I guess it has to be exact. I guess the judges will not, I guess even the slightest little, mishap on the tuk-tuk, you won't get your next clue. Or if you're missing something, then you'll say, nope, that's not right. You're missing something, so you got to go back and start from scratch, or try to fix the problem. I mean, not from scratch, but kind of fix the problem and find out what you're missing, or something is that is not correct to the other one, then you have to correct it. Ebony has done surfing before. I believe she's probably done surfing. I believe she said in her life she's done surfing. So it's really good that she knows how to do it. She got it first try. Sam got it. Team must head to the pit stop, which I'm going to try to say the pit stop. It is called Wat Kutron Wara Winhan Temple. If I'm correct, I apologize if I did not get that correct. It is not easy to pronounce it, but I'm trying. It's a temple, and that is the pit stop for the leg of the race. Obviously, like I said, last team there may be eliminated. Then Shibir were on their eighth attempt at the puppets. Zed talked, so once again, they had to start all over again. So, I think that was the thing. Zed was talking. You're not supposed to talk during this. During the silent puppet show, you're not supposed to talk. So, and that was one of the big downfalls for Zed and Shibir, was they were talking. And I was thinking, this is going to hurt them, because they keep talking. This could hurt them in the long run. They can come in last place. They can be eliminated from the Amazing Race, which we already know, for those who have actually watched the show, they have been eliminated. And I'll talk more about that at the end of the podcast. But, I mean, you keep making these little, simplest little mistakes, and you're on your eighth, like seventh, eighth, ninth try, then you pretty well, you gotta keep going. You gotta keep redoing it over and over and over again. So the one little mistake can get you, out of this race. You gotta be careful on it. You gotta read the instructions too. I'm sure there are some pretty good, there are certain instructions on the clue that tells you what you have to do and how to do the whole thing. And of course, there is always somebody at the detour or the roadblock to tell you, this is what you have to do, this is what you can't do, and so forth, right? There's always someone there supervising, always someone from the country or the town or the city or the business that will give you instructions of what you have to do and what you can't do. And what did they do? Talk. And it's supposed to be a silent puppet show, so you're not supposed to talk. And what did he do? He talked. And I know I'm rambling on right now. So Corey and Ivana were done. They did Bling It. Zen and Shibir were done finally. They finally got it done. They did Shred It. Andrea fell over, but got it the second time, the next time around. Karen and Bert got all the items, but three. They have to go to another market, so that will delay. And that's another thing. You if you can get all the items at one market, then go to the other market, and then go back to the other tuk-tuk, decorate it, get your next clue, move on, or go to the pit stop, then you would be good. But no, they had to go back. So that will put a bit of a delay when you're racing, especially if you have to go back and forth, then you're eating up time because you don't want to come in last, because that means you will be eliminated if you come in last. So that is another thing. So I noticed a few little mistakes on the Amazing Race Canada this week. I did see a few little mistakes that could possibly, get them into trouble, like get them into a bit of a trouble in the race, and you know, possibly get eliminated as well. So, team number two was Andrea and Ebony. Team number three, Sam and Paul. Kenneth and Ryan got the detour done. Karen and Bert went to the Klom-Tom market. They had to go back to the other market to get the one item. So, I mean, going back to that, the Klom-Tom market, I mean, they went back for only one item, and now they got to go back to the other market. That's going to hurt them. Like, that is eating up time, depending how, I guess it also depends the time, the time strength between markets, I guess. That would be one other thing. Depending how long it takes to go from one market to the other, and also traffic would be another thing that could be a big factor in this. You know, that could hurt you. That could make or break the amazing race for you. Your journey on the amazing race. But yeah, they had to go back. They got the flag. They were missing a flag, obviously. Shavira kept on falling. And then they had to Karen and Bert had to get the flag, obviously, that they were completely, they had to get the flag, so they had to go back to the market again and do it, so they're eating up more time. No offense to them, I'm actually starting to think Karen and Bert won't be there much longer if they keep this up, but if they finally do well on a leg, I'm hoping they do well on the leg, same with Corey and Ivana. I've noticed those are the two further back teams. They're in the back of the pack. They will, if they can get the front, would be really good for them. But I'm sensing their time on the race might be over. And you know, I hate seeing teams eliminated, but that's the whole part of the amazing race. You get eliminated. Teams get eliminated each and every leg, except the ones that are non-elimination or they keep on racing. Now, I want to talk about this first. You know how they said they were keep on racing? I think that's why, what team was it? It was, Corey and Ivana? No, Andrea and Ebony. When they came in last, it was the non-eliminate. They kept on racing, so they were safe. So they didn't have to do the speed bump. So, because they keep on racing, there's no speed bump. So I guess if it's a pit stop and it's a non-elimination, that and they have that pit stop, then they would do the speed bump. I think that's how it works. I think. Don't get me wrong. I think that's how you do it. I think. So team number four, Kenneth and Ryan. Karen and Bert decorated and were wrong. They were missing one item. They went back to the amulet market. So back to another market to get another item. It's like, you know, you got to make sure you have everything. Even if they have like a piece of paper, they can write down, okay, we need this. We need this. We need this. Or they have to have a good memory to remember what they need to, what items they need to get the right items, and then, you know, go back, get them, go back, decorate it, get the next clue. But, you know, I guess you have to have a good memory. But, you know, I think they did have paper. They had like a sheet of paper they can write it on, or they wrote it on their clue or something to help them. So Shabir was hurting. They decided to switch detours. Karen and Bert finally got the item and finished. Corey and Ivana were wrong. They were missing one item. They were missing the red flag. Team number 5, Karen and Bert. Zen and Shamir were wrong. Corey and Ivana were done. Zen and Shamir done. Corey and Ivana were 1 hour from the pit stop. That's what the taxi driver said to them. And, like, we're 1 hour from the pit stop or your destination. So they weren't too happy. Team number 6 was Corey and Ivana. So they weren't that far after all. I guess it wasn't that far as they thought. And then team number 7 eliminated from the Amazing Race, Zed and Shabir. Next week, teams will experiencing a double U-turn, a roadblock that will do a roadblock as well, which will be kind of showing their patriotism towards Canada. And, that'll be interesting. So with that, thank you guys so much for tuning in to this episode of Everything About Road TV. If you're new to the podcast, please subscribe to the feed on podcast.com, tunein.com, and iTunes. You can also go to crispyontheweb.com for any more information. You can follow me on social media at crispyontheweb on Twitter and Google+. You can also contact me if any questions, or even if you want to ever become a guest on the podcast, I am always open to having guests on the podcast, and I'm open to guests coming on always. If you guys are interested, let me know. I'm always into finding or getting some guests on the show as well. With that, thank you guys so much for tuning in. I will see you guys, talk to you guys tomorrow for the BB19 recap. Have a good night, guys. Bye for now.